Never before in history did we have to fight with our own country for the security of our own country. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Check this out. With the $165 billion we gave to Ukraine, we could have built six border walls to stop illegal immigrants from pouring across our southern border. Could have fixed Flint's water system 215 times over.
Easily.
I like this one. Could have given every homeless vet $2 million. Could have given $50 million to every family impacted by the Maui wildfires.
And they got $700. They got $700 each. According to HUD, they think it would take $20 billion to end homelessness in America. $20 billion. And what'd you say? We've sent 100 and how much? We could have ended...
$165 billion.
So we could have ended homelessness 8 times over in America. Yeah, bro. It's outrageous.
Our priorities are...
It's outrageous.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. There's a lot to say about that clip. Some good things and some wrong things, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah.
How are you? How was your weekend?
Well, it was okay, but I realized last week I had COVID.
Which of the 98 symptoms did you have?
I had three of them. I had a sore throat, a runny, stuffy nose, and a little cough.
Oh.
And
wow.
I used to call it a cold, but I realized last week... Mm-hmm. That if I tell people it's COVID,
yeah.
I get much more sympathy.
It's true. No, it's true. If you say COVID, they go, oh, and you survived?
Yeah. Or you might still die.
And it's the sniffles, but it's COVID.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People are so used to saying it now, they can't say it, right?
Oh, you have a little cough. You got COVID?
No, that is the truth, because if somebody even said they had the flu in 2020, 2021, or 2020, oh.
Yeah.
So
you have COVID.
Good luck. You have COVID. Oh, you can leave work for a month. It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Sad.
Boy, it commanded a presence. And all of its fakery. I mean,
it's crazy.
Never before in history have we ever had any kind of illness that's encompassed all 98 symptoms that you could have.
No. Easy to diagnose.
Well,
though.
You know, so true. Let's talk about this clip.
Let's
talk about this clip. Okay.
No, because I'm irate already.
Okay. So there's some true things, and then there's some things where these are young podcasters that put this out, and I'm not knocking them. I'm just thinking that a lot of people don't have a lot of knowledge when they're talking about this kind of stuff. Not that we have all of it. Just saying that something's very glaring here that I want to talk about too. Well,
the most glaring thing to me was their idea that the money could end homelessness. Because the fact of the matter is that the majority of people who are homeless choose to live that way. Mm-hmm. And all the money in the world isn't going to make them change that choice.
Yeah, it's a mindset. There is a definite mindset there.
Yes.
There are some people there that are fleeing from something. I get but that there are the majority, I think. So here's what the clip said.
Check this out. With the $165 billion we gave to Ukraine, we could have built six border walls to stop illegal immigrants from pouring across our southern border.
Could have. Okay, so let's take it right there.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes, it is.
We did send all that money to Ukraine. And by the way, this is very interesting, but I want to tell you about something in my state. In my state, there was some folks that went over and they received a medal from Zelensky, okay? And all of their help with Ukraine. And it was so crazy because the statement that came out of it was very much a... do you remember when we said the money going over there was to build a smart country?
Yeah.
Okay. So this was like last week. And the comment coming out of it was, we're going to build a smart country. That is our dream. Out of the war, we're gonna build the smart country. And I was like, we said that on our show a year ago. Okay, we were like, all of this money, all of this brouhaha, everything is going, it's all around the fact that this is going to be something that is all about building the smart. That, in fact, I'll read you the comment. When they spoke with President Zelensky, they said he was more concerned with post-war life in Ukraine. Not the war, post-life war. And he, Zelensky said the war will be won, and he wants to build the world's smartest country. Remember, we nailed this a year ago. We said this is where all the money's going.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to build the city on the hill, so or the country on the hill, so that everybody goes, I want a smart country, and it's okay if they take and totally rape me over 10 times over from my tax money so they can build this smart country. And it's going to be NSA on steroids, smart country, okay? Not for people's benefit, but to contain them, okay? And anyway, I digress. So when we're talking about the wall, it could have built the wall.
Yes.
No doubt about it. We could have built that many times over, and no one will talk about it, not even on our right. Nope. They really won't. They won't discuss that because Ukrainian money needed to go to Ukraine, even though nobody knows where a dime went, right?
Not a dime.
Not a dime. Nobody can tell you in government where the money actually went. They don't know. They don't care.
Well, okay. It didn't go to save the 43 people that died in the war.
It's just, it's so insane. And then this.
Border could have fixed Flint's water system 215 times over.
Easily.
I like this one. Could have given every homeless vet $2 million. Could have given $50 million to every family impacted by the Maui wildfires.
Okay, they have insurance for that.
They got $700.
But they have insurance, too.
According to HUD, they think it would take $20 billion to end homelessness in America. $20 billion. And what'd you say? We've sent 100 and how much? We could have ended...
$165 billion.
So we could have ended homelessness 8 times over.
Okay. The government isn't supposed to end. It's not the job of government to do those things, though. That's where it goes wonky.
Well, I want to go back to veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a veteran.
Yeah, right.
I am a veteran. Okay. I served in the U.S. Army and the U.S. Navy. The veterans have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans that get wounded get mm-hmm. disability payments mm-hmm. from the government, from right. the military.
Right.
They are not just left out to be homeless on the streets. If a veteran is homeless on the streets, it's because there are psychological issues mm-hmm. from the war, no
right.
doubt.
Which should be met by their policies.
Which can be treated, mm-hmm. but only if the veteran is willing.
Mm-hmm.
To give them millions of dollars is not going to solve their problem of a psychosis developed
right.
in combat.
But it sounds good.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
And I understand why people immediately, because I have a lot of veterans in my family, would say, yeah, not thinking about the ramifications and the fact that the government is not, it's not the government's role. But see, a lot of young podcasters out there, they're so Marxist without really
right.
understanding that they are. And I'm really not trying to pick these guys apart. I'm just... It's rampant right now. It really is. It's frustrating.
Well, nowhere did they say this money shouldn't have been taken from us to begin with.
Yes.
Their answer is, let's spend the money that's stolen from us.
Yes, never saying that we're being plundered, which it means theft.
Right.
We are being plundered to death. And yeah, the money going to Ukraine, very bad.
Yeah.
Unconstitutional, should never be going there.
But just as bad if it goes somewhere else.
I know. Stop it from going.
Yeah.
Stop it from being taken to go anywhere. So this is what we need to correct in the youth. They're not getting that message. So to them, this clip, and the reason I played it, is because some young people sent me this clip. And to them, it sounds good. And that's not okay, because that's not the American way.
No. Not
this is all. This is the Democrat, the old school Democrat, not the lefty, loony, globalist, communist. They're all over that, too. But this is where the Democrats emerged was it's okay to take from you. It's just where it goes. And I want it to go where I want it to go.
Right.
Okay. It's still not okay. That's why when I meet somebody, they go, I'm a Democrat. And I'm just like, you're ignorant because you don't understand government's role.
It's kind of like the 1960s saying, mm-hmm. if it feels good, do it.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, there's no reason at all. So I wanted to bring that up because there's all these types of clips on TikTok all the time. And where they're right about, we could have built the wall. We should have built the wall. When they were asking for it almost 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Or beyond. They were asking for it even earlier. But the last 20 years was a lot of dialed in concentration on the fight over it, but it never got built because they don't want it to. Both sides really don't want it to.
The thing about the southern border and building a wall is that that should come under the Department of Defense, which is a legitimate mm-hmm. department, one of the only ones yeah. in the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a matter of defense.
Yes. Yes.
And that's legitimate.
Yeah. You're going to hear a lot more younger podcasters on the radio, too, because of the fact that they're coming off with this sort of, I'm alarmed at what's going on, but I don't really understand educationally the, I don't understand the real issue, and I'm going to make it sound good, and here's a little Marxism.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of sad, actually. So I wanted to correct that because I felt it was a worthy correct. But at the same time, I get what he's saying. And yes, it's to build a smart country, which no one's talking about. I don't know if anyone's noticed that. Why would Zelensky be so into post-war right now? He's been into post-war since the beginning.
Well, dictators are like that.
I mean, it's sad. It's really sad. Yeah. Also, there was a political prisoner, Gonzalo Lira, who was a critic of the Ukrainian government, right? He's from the U.S., but he was very much a critic of it. They let him be tortured. Our government let him be tortured for 8 months in their prison, and they killed him. And the father came out and knows exactly, I mean, he was saying exactly what we would probably say on this show about Zelensky,
mm-hmm.
which was nice because he got some coverage on that. But this reporter, because of his political views, whereas they would have gone after somebody else, he was in a Ukrainian prison that's supposed to be our friend because they come and we pander to them and it's we own them and we would not remove the guy from the Ukrainian prison. And he died. He's from the United States.
Well, he'd have been better off being a transgender basketball player then.
Oh, my gosh, for sure. Jeez Louise. But isn't that, so when people just go on and they put the Ukrainian picture around their picture and they're just going on and on about poor Ukraine, they killed an American. Nobody cares. Nobody says anything about it.
If Putin did that, they'd mm-hmm. have said something.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it would have been a fight to get him out.
Oh,
why
yeah.
was this a fight to get him out? We own Ukraine.
Yeah. They didn't have to fight. All they had to say was let him go.
Yeah. We've owned Ukraine for a long, long time. Over a decade. They say a decade ago, but over a decade. Be right back. Keith Daly Show.
There you go.
Do I have to eat this?
Oh, honey, it's great protein. Don't be picky. Eat your crickets.
Many are following the lead of the United Nations to replace your meat diet with an insect diet. It's an all-out war on meat, farmers, and ranchers. Don't let new green policies place controls on your life and overall freedoms. It's time to get us out of the UN. Go to JBS.org or call 800-JBS-USA1.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy to be here with you. Uncle Milty's with me. And Dr. Pesta's coming up. It's Martin Luther King Day.
Oop.
Yep. And I also wanted to mention I think there's a lot of activity happening with banks and with structuring and with all kinds of stuff. What my sources are telling me is you better figure it out as far as getting really diversified in everything that you do. Please text Birch Gold 989898. If you're not backed up by gold yet in your accounts, just please do so, just to make sure you have that insurance. You text my name to 989898. Text Kate to 989898, please. Okay. And I promise you, you'll get some free information, some help that'll be amazing. And you really, really need to do that. I can't stress it enough. I just think things are happening on the down low quicker than we think. Okay. We have so much to talk about. And we want to take your calls too, 888-673-1450 if you're listening to us live. please. And we'll talk about the FAA, in with Dr. Pesta. I want to talk about that with him. Right? Don't you think? Yes.
Somebody better talk about it.
Somebody better talk about it. There's a couple of things. Number one, there's a new untested milk coming out, synthetic. We're going to get, remember how I said this year is all about fakery, everything hitting the market that's fake for you? This is the new untested synthetic milk containing toxic ingredients set to hit the market. Bored Cow, I guess the cow is bored. Bored Cow is introducing a new animal-free, so not a cow, animal-free fake milk made from whey protein called ProFirm. Here, honey, have some ProFirm with your cereal.
I like this sentence.
Yeah.
Synthetic milk does not require cows or other animals. It can have the same biochemical makeup as animal milk, but it is grown using an emerging biotechnology technique known as precision fermentation. Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Why would you not want this product? Gross. 69 important nutrients in natural milk, okay? These are all absent in the new ProFirm. So the bored cow samples were analyzed, contain an agricultural fungicide.
Oh, nice.
So whenever we talk about parasites being all through your body and how they're causing and wreaking havoc, and we never, ever cleanse ourselves of all these parasites, what do you think gives those things? Synthetic milk has never been consumed by humans, has not undergone safety testing. Yeah.
Well, there are some important factors, though.
What's that?
Like this. Synthetic milks offer dairy milk without the concerns such as methane emissions or animal welfare.
I'm sorry.
Cows hate to be milked. They just, I've had them tell me that.
I was more worried about the methane.
Yeah, oh yeah. California solved that too.
Can we be smarter, please? This is just getting bad on every front. Okay. I don't know what to say. I guess there will be people that drink this because they think the cows are mad because they're getting milked.
I think it's all fiction. I don't think there's such a thing as fake meat. I don't think there's such a thing as fake milk.
Tyson sure has spent a lot of money on it.
I don't believe any of it. I believe it's all a cover-up for Soylent Green. It's humans.
Are you sticking with that?
Yeah, well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You know what's so sad and crazy that you say that? It would not shock me.
Not me either.
After I found out that Pepsi was sued and all these different companies for using aborted fetus stem cells in flavoring, right? Mm. And remember this? Mm-hmm. You can actually go, I think San Diego is where that lawsuit, if I'm remembering right. And there were cases against this, the flavorings and how they flavor. And it's so vile and so disgusting. And you know what? I guess it wouldn't shock me to know that. To know it was slipped into a lot of things.
And
right?
What better way to cover it up than to claim it's just synthetic milk? It's synthetic meat. It's synthetic chicken.
Yep. No, yeah. I am sadly and surprisingly not going to disagree with that.
You can't, because it's very possible that's exactly what's going on.
Also, bottled water is, they're saying over 240,000 plastic particles that go in. They're toxic, nanoplastics, extremely, extremely toxic that they didn't realize were going through on the bottled water. Well, all I can say is we'll be right back. Hey, Dally Show.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Are you surviving the Arctic blast?
I actually, no, I had to turn on my fireplace yesterday.
Did you? I put a fire in my fireplace. I also have a convertible and I drove with the top down today. Sorry, Arctic blast people. I feel bad for even saying that. Some people want my head for that.
Well, you should be ashamed.
Yeah, because it was just mildly chilly. I know. I'm in the desert, so of course we don't get a ton of weather. And so, but the Arctic blast, kind of interesting.
In all fairness, we are quite a ways away from the Arctic.
It's true. We're gonna take a caller, but I first just wanted to say two things. Number one, balance of nature. Look, if you want your immune system to get up, it doesn't matter who you're around with a cold, right? It doesn't matter, right? Because we've talked about this on the show. If your immune system's up, you're fine. Get your immune system up. What are you waiting for? Balance of Nature is like the only product. That, and I take copper and magnesium and whole C. But Balance of Nature is amazing. 31 fruits and vegetables. Take it every day. It's awesome. What can I say? And put the code in Kate. You're going to love this product. I promise you. I would not talk about this product for all the years I've been talking about it if it didn't work. So please go to Balance of Nature and use the code Kate. And also, we only have a few days left. We have 3 days left on the NAC, the Natural Asset Company, the biggest story of the century, the biggest story of the stealing of America. And you know what they're talking about today? Top U.S. issues, Iowa, Arctic blast, and what happened in Iowa. And Nikki Haley. Yeah, that's the biggest story right now. It makes me sick. NACs, the SEC is about to pass an NAC, and foreign entities and BlackRock, all kinds of entities can come in and buy our public lands and actually stop from producing anything, any food, any minerals, any nothing. No excavating. Yeah, all in the name of climate change.
Yeah, climate change.
Yeah, let's take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
The final scene is Charlton Heston laying on a stretcher being walked out of the church screaming, Soylent Green is people.
It's people. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Now, okay, from a caller, when we said that, when we talked about that, have you been thinking about that? Is that something that crosses your mind, or is that crazy town?
Oh, no, it's not crazy town. In fact, I'm strenuously working very hard to locate food sources that are not from the grocery store. I won't eat meat at anything anymore. I used to be, years ago, a fast food guy.
Yeah.
I'd go to local restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's like, I won't touch anything anymore. It's just like, if I don't know where it came from, I'm not eating it.
Oh, you're the caller that had a question about Lee Merritt and about how the people that do all of this stuff to us, how do they get around it, correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, as far as the 5G goes, I mean, I can understand some of the other things like the vaccine. They're taking, saline solution or something. But the 5G is it's everywhere. I mean, so how do you shield yourself from that, elite? I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to answer that off air. Want me to answer that? Okay, I'm going to answer it.
Sure.
I don't know if it's going to completely answer it, but I'll give you something. So Lee Merritt and I were texting back and forth over the weekend about a couple of things that are coming. And I asked her that question from the audience and said, what would you say to this question? And she said, I had a dear friend, that used to be, in some royalty, we'll say, okay. In a certain royalty. And these people, she left the family. They were very diabolical and she left them. And she said, they don't do all the things that they advertise to us. They never eat fast food. They don't combine foods, which is part of what they do with their kosher diet, whatever. And she said there are certain things. She said she never had like a casserole type meal before she left the family. Everything that was served to them was always separate, and it was certain foods from certain places, and they stayed away from basically everything that they advertised to us.
Yep.
It was like fine for us, not good for them. And I wonder if there is some sort of connection between the stuff that they're putting in all those foods that has something to do with 5G and protection of 5G. Just throwing it out there because I thought about this over the weekend. And of course, with cancers and everything else. So I'm just going to throw that out there. Okay?
I think the human body is resilient as long as it's receiving the proper nutrition.
Right.
If you're not getting the proper nutrition, then you're susceptible to everything.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey there, hey. Kate McAlmulty. Hey. Proper nutrition and lots of warmth. We're in Bozeman here last weekend at the airport, it was minus 45 degrees.
Ooh. I could
and
not let
our house, it was in our house, it was minus 38.
Wow. But
the good news is, you know what? There's no homeless people hanging
They'd be icicles. Yeah, there's definitely not a homeless problem.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, you got the Arctic blast for sure. We call it winter too, but it's the Arctic blast. Yeah.
Apparently the homeless are together enough mentally to know not to live in Bozeman in the winter.
You got to give it to them.
Yeah.
And I do think that there's a lot of money laundered on behalf of the homeless.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about that a lot. We'll talk about that again. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. The other day you had Melissa on, and she said something about a EMP attack when they started the CBCDs.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the same thing.
Were you?
Yeah. At that moment.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that's not going to last too long because they're going to have an attack. And I'm wondering how to get ready for it.
Ooh, that's a bigger question. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I've thought about the EMP. I don't think we're at all prepared. Not at all. I don't think even, I maybe some diehard preppers are, but I just think for the most part, no. We can't envision that. We don't think it will happen, so we don't get ready for it.
Well, not only that, but you could only get so ready.
Yeah. I did see kind of an ingenious, you take a cupcake, the thing that you make cupcakes in, cupcake pan, and you put your tea lights in there, and you light them all up, and it makes like a mini stove.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There's all kinds of little things that we could do. Tea lights would be something I would probably get.
Have 40,000 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tea lights.
I use them for my religion, too. But.
Ah, well, there you go. That's a lot of tea lights. Good gravy. So there's lots of things you can do, and you can start looking at prepping for that and generators and things like that. And we've talked about prepping endlessly on the show. Remember in Bosnia, remember the guy said Bic lighters. That was a big, big thing to have on hand was Bic lighters. This is a year to prepare. This is a year to really find that you're getting a lot of fake stuff thrown at you. So where are you going to get your meat? How are you going to move forward as grocery stores give the nod, probably for a lot of federal money, towards the fakery of the food, just like the synthetic milk?
Yep.
Bottled water, I've thought for a long time, had a lot of problems. And I know spring water would be the best. Where do you get it? You know? I had somebody send me artisan spring water from Italy that has some of the best water. You know, I don't know. There's all kinds of things to look at here.
I don't know how many people actually are old enough to remember, but when the Sparklets water coolers with the 5-gallon containers first came out, those 5-gallon containers were made of glass, not plastic.
So true. Oh, that is so true. So many things are sold in plastic. That's why I always laugh at these ridiculous, weirded out lefty loonies who go around with their plastic bag with everything plastic inside. And you think, is there any common sense in that head? Probably not. So we'll come right back. There's a couple things I want to talk about, but there's a lot of fakery and there's a lot of, we need to take care of our money. That's why I say text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name. Just get the info. What does it hurt to read the information they have? And it's always changing. If you haven't done it in a while, text them again. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hey, Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. How are you today? Final segment. We are going to talk about, we need to mention a couple things. I'm going to say, go to MyPillow.com. Get the terrific gifts. Fox News canceled MyPillow now. Yeah, they went all in, man. It's getting treacherous out there. Jeez Louise. So when you out voter fraud, you know, you might find yourself censored. And you find yourself, you can't sell products. Is that amazing or what? Go to MyPillow.com, put in the code Kate and help them out. They're great products too. You'll love them. I love them. They're all throughout my house. And of course, activate FIQ for copper, magnesium, whole C, those things. It's amazing, isn't it? So let's bring up the topic because I want you guys to weigh in on this for just a moment. Here we are. It's Martin Luther King Day. Okay. The Federal Aviation Administration is actively recruiting workers who suffer severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative spelled out on the agency's website. Now, Fox News, New York Post, all these people are talking about this, but Snopes, which is run by liberals, are saying it's fake, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Snopes is saying it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense that they would advertise that they're hiring hearing, vision, mm-hmm. Missing extremities, paralysis, people suffering from paralysis, yeah. Epilepsy, all of these things to claim we love diversity.
Yeah.
We love to help these people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. There are other ways that those people can be helped.
Mm-hmm. If you're capable of doing the job, good. Hire.
That's
hire
different.
Away.
That's different.
But somebody with, so here's the FAA disability hiring criteria paragraph. Targeting disabilities are those disabilities that the federal government, as a matter of policy, see how they put that in there? It's a policy by the feds, has identified for special emphasis in recruiting and hiring. They include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism.
Sounds like a bunch of federal air traffic controllers.
Severe psychiatric disabilities? What?
You know, the kind of people that say, I'm going to make the plane crash.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. The drive for diversity may affect your chances of arriving safely, traveling by air. You know, the first thing I thought about was they are on a mission to make sure that we just don't want to fly anymore.
Yeah.
They're
no
on
travel.
A mission, and it's disturbing. And I wonder if other people are seeing this.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah. I mean, I just wonder. I wonder out there if people are noticing the they never had this many negativity, like negative articles, negative things all about flying. I've never seen it before until last year, till last year to now. It's exploded. I wonder if people realize.
You know, we just don't have a clue.
Yeah.
A lot of people think the Epoch Times is a mm-hmm. good source.
Mm-hmm.
They ran an article. They ran an article today titled mm-hmm. "The House Races to Pay Attention to This Year,"
mm-hmm.
and the gist of the article was: there's very few seats up for grabs to give one party or the other the majority. And I'm thinking to myself: do these people are they so stupid anymore? They don't know what majority means. A 6-vote lead in the House is not a majority. It's designed to be that way. Voter fraud is not about one party winning and one party losing. Mm-hmm. Voter fraud is about keeping the balance so that the manipulation is not so obvious.
That's so true. Oh, there was a great, great article in the LibertyDaily.com that talked about the rise of the political psychopath. The elected officials who are unfeeling, selfish, irresponsible, parasitic criminals, elected officials who lie to their constituents. Oh, I have seen this over and over and over again. I'm surrounded by these kinds of politicians, and even in my local area. It is scary. It is scary because they are so charming, know how to walk the walk, talk the talk. They're parasitic. They are they're parasites. I can't even. I so agree with this article.
The problem with the article mm-hmm. is it tends to talk about Washington, D.C.
Yes.
I've got news for you, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all over the place.
Look at your city council if you want to see political psychopaths.
Yeah.
They're sometimes even worse than what we have in Washington.
Look at your mayors. Look at your commissioners. Look at your governors, who are mostly all bought. All going to the Governor's Association to be told by King Dingling what to do and his ilk.
Changing zoning laws.
Yep. Like right now, you know, none of my, and maybe this is true in your state, but in my state, none of my congressmen have really even come out about the NACs that's happening in 3 days.
Nope.
There's no urgent warning about this. The natural asset companies, they don't ever talk about anything important. They don't ever. All these issues, it's always the issue of like what's on the top of Fox News right now, Iowa. That's all they want you to look at today is Iowa. And I think, you know, you really have to realize the lack of utter conscience now in so many of these people. And that's what's getting me lately is just the lack of conscience. Because you used to be able to expose what they did and they'd stop. They're not. They're on steroids now. They're on steroids now. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
To pile on. Okay,
please.
First, you go back to in the Truman Show, mm-hmm. remember when he went in, he wanted to go fly off the out of Sea Haven?
Mm-hmm.
All the scary posters about wrecks and stuff like that. You're right.
You're
they
right,
don't
man.
Want us to be flying.
Yep.
And, you know, just food for thought when you're considering who you're going to fly with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, United Airlines, I'll read direct from their text.
Mm-hmm.
Our flight decks should reflect a diverse group of people on board our planes every day. That's why we plan for 50% of the 5,000 pilots we train in the next decade to be women or people of color.
Doesn't matter if they can do the job, just so long as the UN poster is in place. Yes? Of all diversity.
Exactly.
Mm.
So when you board a plane or whatever, and then you look to the left and you see who's in there, and it really, I mean,
mm-hmm.
there are women that are phenomenal pilots.
Right.
Okay. I remember Southwest 1380 mm-hmm. where Tammy Jo Schultz, who landed a plane with half of it missing,
we're going to run out of time, but they are going to hire only because they're women and not look at anything that they don't have to meet a benchmark, I would imagine, right? Maybe.
Well, it's about meeting quotas.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, you're black. Doesn't matter if you scored less on the test. You get it. You get the position. Scary, you guys. Scary times. Anybody that's confident should get hired, right? Doesn't matter the color, but not for the color. Be right back.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
Rise and shine, fragile Americans. There's a victimhood to be claimed and microscopic germs to fear. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Bottom line is that white supremacy, racism, white nationalism, words that once held real meaning, have now become nothing more than election strategies. Every 4 years, the black community is offered handouts and fear. Handouts and fear. Reparations and white nationalism. This is the Democrat preview.
But I'm just saying, I've been researching Black Lives Matter, and I've been understanding the politics and how they're funded by white liberals. And recently, I've been feeling like they're white liberals in blackface. Because they're white liberals in blackface. And when I say that, it's because the white liberals, it's all about feminism, LGBT. White liberals don't really care about black people.
That's correct.
I realize white liberals don't really care about me, bro.
That's correct.
I'm off the plantation, bro. They don't want me to have power. They want to keep me dependent.
Wow. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So glad that you are tuned in. Of course, we have the great Dr. Pesta. And you know I love Dr. Pesta, and I'm so glad that he is a part of this show. How are you, Dr. Pesta?
Hey, great. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. So, all right. We need to talk about a lot of things on the docket today. Uncle Milty's here. And we need to talk about Martin Luther King Day, because let me just tell you a little story. Somebody sent me this. They asked their little child who's been taught, you know, in school about Martin Luther King. And it was about honey, what did Martin Luther King do? Give us what you've learned. And the little child said, I don't know, he died for us? And it was like, no, wrong person in his, no. That is not the, but you know what? It must be so, I can only imagine what they're teaching in schools with Martin Luther King Day, and they've got a lot of history wrong. So let's start with that, because I think a lot of people would probably be interested in hearing what you have to say about the day that we take as a holiday for Martin Luther King Day.
Well, there's so many contradictory things, and most of them are all coming from the left. On the one hand, leftists ignore, and the monument that was recently built in the last 5 or 10 years in Washington, D.C. to the man, they really underplay and ignore the fact that he was A, a Christian, mm-hmm. B, a minister, a practicing preacher and minister with a Ph.D. in theology, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this was not critical race theory that he studied. So they completely underplay that. The left has been doing that for 50 years.
Right.
Can't have our the most high-profile black hero in the country be a Christian. Can't have that. On the other hand, the modern left, who still uses sort of parasitically uses the name King, they can't stand the fact that he talked about content of character, not mm-hmm. skin color. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would not pass today. Martin Luther King would not pass the progressive left wing.
Right.
That's right.
Fence. He wouldn't leap over the fence. He's not. He believed in not seeing. He wanted to see a blind, colorblind yeah. society.
Yes.
And the left has moved so far on for that. So on both sides, they ignore his Christianity, and mm-hmm. they despise his worldview. But unfortunately, American and American young people are so ignorant, the name is the avatar, is the talisman. Nobody needs to know what it was. I love what you said. Little school kid basically mm-hmm. says he's Jesus, right?
Right.
A secular Jesus, mm-hmm. and only because of his skin color, by the way. Right. So that about sums it up nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to play this. I just want to play this little clip of Martin Luther King. This is, I think, 24 seconds. Here we go.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech, somewhere I read, of the freedom of press, somewhere I read, that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
Yep, the right to protest, that speech. So it was interesting at that same time is when they started capitalizing on the welfare program throughout America, okay? And that was actually Kennedy who did that. Robert Kennedy went down and really started getting the wheels turning on the welfare program. And it's interesting that at this time, Martin Luther King is saying, can we just see beyond this issue now? And we've done anything but... Uncle Milty?
Well, they had to pay him to not leave the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole purpose of this. Keep him on the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
Feed him, clothe him, house him. Stay on the plantation. You're okay there.
What do you have to say, Dr. Pesta? Because it was interesting at this time. Go ahead.
There's a third facet of Martin Luther King that they really don't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at the end of his life, he was a communist, which doesn't really go nicely with his Christianity.
Right.
He had kind of morphed into a communist unapologetically. And also he has a terrible reputation. We just got Claudine Gay fired from Harvard. And we know for a fact that King plagiarized a lot of his PhD thesis. We also know that he was a terrible womanizer, cheated on his wife vehemently, and there is seriously legitimate evidence that if he did not participate in a gang rape or himself, he apparently stood by and watched why some of his entourage gang raped a woman and did nothing about it. Now, these are debatable things. The last one's debatable. The plagiarism isn't. The communism isn't. The womanizing, these are all facts.
Right.
Whether or not he stood by and watched a young woman be gang raped, we don't know for sure, but there's a lot of smoke behind that fire, too. So on the one hand, you see, this is really what socialism does. They take the past and they pull down, they rip down heroes, they create artificial other heroes. And those heroes, like Martin Luther King, that they can't really get rid of, they just rewrite the biography to fit their progressive lens.
Yep.
It's the truth. Yeah. So what do you say to people? You know, as far as we can play a lot of his speeches, I could do that, be a street sweeper, just be the best of whoever you are, wherever you are. I mean, there's a lot of great messages. We have a holiday depicting Martin Luther King. So in this day and time, if you went into a high school class, what would you tell them in 2 minutes if you could tell them about Martin Luther King? What would you say to them?
I would tell them that he was like all of our great heroes, like Thomas Jefferson, like Columbus, like all the great men of the past. He was a flawed human being. He was a sinner like we all are, that he had his own problems. However, in the area of civil rights, he was a transcendent figure, just like Columbus and just like Jefferson were. These were men that in many respects were men of their age and all of the problems of men of that age. But these were also visionaries, right? And he's this is the lesson I would say. We should revere King for that which he tried to do through his sermons and his activism in the name of breaking down prejudice and segregation. In that area, he stood tall and was really decades ahead of his time. But if we're going to keep him as a hero, then we must also keep other heroes like Jefferson, like Columbus, for doing things that nobody had ever done and seeing way ahead of their culture. And it is the hypocrisy to say that King gets a holiday, because put it to this way, if Martin Luther King did everything he did do, but he was white, he would be canceled by now, not given a holiday.
Okay, Uncle Milty.
If we can cancel heroic men because they weren't perfect, then that allows government to dictate who our heroes are.
Bingo. And that's what I just said, right? I mean, that's the problem. He is, despite of all of his problems, he on the idea of blind, colorblind society, he was a pioneer. He was decades ahead of himself, of other people. And that's enough to give him the accolades that we support him for. But you can't then do that and go after Washington and Jefferson. You can't go off after Columbus that way. It is hypocritical. I mean, because he's got as many skeletons in his closet as any other great man or woman of the past. Right. I find it absolutely disgusting that somebody like Margaret Sanger, who oversaw the abortion on demand for Planned Parenthood, simply because she wanted to get rid of black and brown skinned people, still held up as a hero, and her organization gets hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of the federal government. Again, if can you imagine if any other person, her liberalism, her progressivism is what covers for her radical racism, and nobody seems to care. And this is what Milty just said. Government, the state, statism now. This is a total trump of socialism, right? You go back and revise the history of everyone that matters to conform to their narrative. And that's why Columbus has got to go and Jefferson's got to go. And we'll hold on to Martin Luther King, but we will completely revise the nature of who he was to make him some kind of Black Lives Matter radical.
They'll cherry pick.
Which he wasn't.
They'll cherry pick. Here's a caller for you. Go ahead, caller. You got about a minute.
Yeah, Dr. Pesta, I completely disagree with you. There was nothing redeeming about Martin Luther King. He was not a Christian. Read his doctrine, Christian doctrine. Christ is not divine. He's not a God. So much of it was unchristian. The content of judge people by the content of their skin. One sentence in a speech, that was much of that speech was plagiarized. He plagiarized many things beyond just his dissertation, 40% of his dissertation. Anybody else would have been thrown out of graduate school, but there's an unseen hand to be sure that he could have kept his degree. But the content of his skin, his entire political history is contrary to that statement, a hypocrite. He supported reparations, that people, a collective, a group, must have lose their property, and their property needs to go to another collective. He supported affirmative action quotas. He helped write the unconstitutional civil rights law.
Okay, let's let Dr. Pesta answer. Thank you for the call. Dr. Pesta? Well,
yeah, I mean, and I think you're right. I don't disagree with him. I also would argue, I've read his letters, I've read his sermons. I haven't read his dissertation, but I've read a lot of what he said in his sermons. To say that he's not a Christian, I think, is unjust. He's not a conservative Christian. I think he's a progressive Christian. But I mean, his model was Christ. And I do think he founded, whether he wanted to or not, what would become that liberation theology aspect of seeing Christ as a nothing more than a social reformer. But I to say that he did not have a deep and abiding appreciation and love for Christ is a little bit too much.
Okay, we're going to come right back. We'll come right back. More on this. We'll come right back. Pete Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
That's what America did. America actually was the reason that many of the things happened. And I know people want to paint a lot of heroes, and there are sometimes people who have heroic acts and can act that way. And I like that. I'm not opposed to that at all. But really and truly, going back to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is why we have what we have. That set everything in motion. And so that's my ultimate hero is that. But welcome back. And of course, text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate, and make sure that you are getting some information on how to back your IRAs and everything that you have out there. If you've got money out there in the great unknown, as I would call it now, you need to solidify that. So please make sure and do that. Take those steps. It doesn't cost you anything. My gosh, why are you not doing this? And make sure that you get everything backed by gold, okay? Get the free information and then decide. So text 989898 and text my name, Kate. Also, we have Dr. Pesta and, of course, Uncle Milty here. So Dr. Pesta, let's talk just for a few minutes more, since this is a short segment, about the caller, what the caller said.
I mean, you know, I think we got to be careful. As Christians, mm-hmm. every single person has redeemable characteristics. They all do. Mm-hmm. And in particularly of a complicated life like Martin Luther King. I don't know if the caller even heard me. I said by the end of his life, he was a communist, right. which backs up pretty much everything. He was a plagiarist. Mm-hmm. He was a communist. He was a philanderer. Mm-hmm. Made it very clear that who he was. But that doesn't change the fact that in a very divided America, where you still had segregation, legal segregation, he was a coalescing voice to try to fight that. Not every solution he had, I would have recommended. Some of them were harmful and led to harmful things. Mm-hmm. But to play that game, right, that you are either absolute hero mm-hmm. or absolute monster, is exactly what the left does. And we ought not to be doing that on the right.
I agree with you. I do. I agree mm-hmm. with that. Because I've read his writings, too, and I can see there's a lot of positive in there as well. I think they used him, they cherry-picked him, and then, of course, like all of the things that you talked about that he became in his life, no one ever talks about it. No one on the radio is even going to say what we've said in the last 30 minutes. Nobody. Because they're all taught to only cherry-pick what they want to showcase out there in America. And it's really sad, because I'm sure the schools are doing it, too. Yes? I mean,
That's why I like your show, because not only do you allow us, your guests, to say things that mm-hmm. would never appear on the most popular Fox News show. I mean, we call the things out, but you have to have some balance, right?
Right.
One of the accusations of the left is that, you know, you guys hate everybody, and we don't. The same organizations that the caller's involved with, we're all involved in, oftentimes take the same attitude towards Abraham Lincoln. Here's another guy we're being told now mm-hmm. is irredeemably evil. They've made up all kinds of stupid stories. Yeah, mm-hmm. he did things that were unconstitutional. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. But to say that because of that, he's not heroic or he didn't keep the mm-hmm. union together or he's a fascist for trying. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that wears people out. And again, you're coming at me from the right, basically saying, agreeing with me that we can't mm-hmm. allow our traditional heroes, the founding fathers, be torn down. Right. But then you turn around and we say things like that, right? That mm-hmm. somebody like King has to be excoriated without exemption. And I'll tell you this, I'd rather have a Martin Luther King than a Malcolm X. I'd rather have Martin Luther King running the race hustle mm-hmm. than any of these clown show Black Lives Matter people. Yes. I mean, it's all a matter of white relativity.
Liberal. Yeah, white liberal paid to be activists. Yep. And nobody ever talks about that part. It's not a natural thing. It's a paid thing. Yep. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So glad to have you listening. So happy. And I'm just glad that Uncle Milty and Dr. Duke Pesta are with me today, and they are great. So I just, we'll kind of pick this up. I just wanted to say, get Balance of Nature and go to activatefiq.com as well. That's the place I get product from, Activate FIQ. They are awesome. Their product, the reason is there's only a couple companies I would trust to buy product from because of the way they do it. And Activate FIQ is that company. ActivateFIQ.com. And then, of course, put in the code Kate. And then, of course, Balance of Nature, put in the code Kate. These are products everybody should be taking on a daily basis, please. It's for your health. You've got to improve your immune system. All right, Dr. Duke Pesta, let's talk about afrochemistry. I want to talk, gosh, you have got to talk about this.
Well, you know, I'm a university professor. That's my major job. Mm-hmm. It gets really out of camp, this critical race theory. So it's a nice segue from talking about Martin Luther King, because one of the organizations, the communities that have completely rewritten him are the universities. And this one gets me. This is from Rice University in Texas. They unveil a afrochemistry class that will, quote, explore the intersection of racial justice and chemistry, and they nickname it, quote, the study of Black Life Matter, unquote.
I'm sorry. Afrochemistry, the study of Black Life Matter?
Afrochemistry.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard it all. I've heard it all, officially.
So basically what you're seeing here is one more way now the hard sciences are surrendering to the progressive message. We've known, you and I've talked about this for 4 or 5 years, Kate, about how the humanities have been completely co-opted. The social sciences have been completely co-opted by critical race theory and the LGBTQ agenda. Now the hard scientists. And everybody laughed when they came for the universities. Yeah. All the conservatives laughed because who needs Shakespeare, who needs learning about medieval history? And they all laughed. And then the sociologists and the anthropologists and the psychologists, all the social sciences fell. And the same people said, you know, we conservatives, all we really need is the truth. You give us chemistry and physics and biology. And now you're living through this now where they've successfully colonized the hard science. And this is an unbelievable thing. This is afrochemistry. The implication is that chemistry changes if you happen to be Black. I remember at the university I taught at about 5 or 6 years ago, they offered a feminist biology class, as if somehow the nature of biology changes if you're a woman. And don't forget, that was right before we got by so-called biology studies coming out and telling us that biological sex doesn't matter. Gender is the only thing that matters. So if you think this isn't going to affect every aspect of the culture, you're wrong. But afrochemistry, and I love that, right? The study of Black life matter, as if somehow the chemistry that operates and works within African bodies is somehow different or special or persecuted. It's the dumbest thing in the history of education.
Well, I don't know. Taylor Swift philosophy, I think, has it matched, but there you go. This is our woke universities. Really, these are our woke universities. This is what they offer. This is why I tell my kids, no. Yeah. Please do anything but. It's insidious. So let's go with one more woke university, University of Washington. You want to talk about this?
Well, before we do that, I'll let Milty introduce the Washington one. But yeah. I do want to give you this quotation from the Rice catalog about the course. Mm-hmm. The course, the university's website explains that students will, quote, apply chemical tools and analysis to understand Black life in the U.S. and implement African-American sensibilities to analyze chemistry. Now, this is what they mean by that, because we're going to pursue chemistry through the lens of Black culture. We're not going to have any final exam. What does that say about what universities think about Black students? In order to make this genuinely a Black chemistry course, we're not going to hold anybody accountable. How's that sound?
You've got to be kidding me. Yeah. Okay.
They're afraid they won't pass.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Okay, Milty.
So here we go. University of Washington.
Okay.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion training at the University of Washington is forcing white staff members to answer how they are working every day to stop the killing of Black people. I didn't know they were murdering Black people up at the University of Washington.
Do you know what my response would be to that? If my university ever asked me that question, my first response is going to be, the only people who are killing Black people at any significant number are other black people.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell every Black student I have, stop killing each other. How's that?
Yep.
Does that satisfy it? Because who the hell's killing these people? It's we all know the numbers of cops who recklessly kill Black people, far fewer than white people, by the matter. They're not killing that many, less than 20, 25 a year who actually were unarmed. But that doesn't mean those shootings are even necessarily bad. But outside of that, who's killing them? In Chicago, who's killing all those Black people?
Yep.
It's Black people. Can you give me, you guys, you watch the news.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a demographic in this country who's actually harming physically Black people besides other Black people. Who's doing it? Enlighten me.
Yeah.
They got to come up with all these academic arguments, right? Mm-hmm. Well, our systemic racist country is not giving them enough food, and somehow we're locking them out of the public schools so they can't learn anything. Therefore, when they kill each other, we're really the ones killing them. That's the kind of nonsense they have to use to justify this crap.
Yep. Like we're doing it with our minds. I don't know. I don't know what this is about. University of Washington.
Yeah. You know what it was?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we created freedom. We emancipated the slaves. We got rid of segregation. We've come up with all sorts of affirmative action and social projects and all kinds of tuition waivers and scholarships just for Black kids. That's what we've done.
Yep.
That's killing all those Black people, apparently.
Yep. I can't say it enough. University of Washington, Seattle. So it mandated its white employees to undergo extensive, can you imagine, diversity, equity, and inclusion training that forces them to yield positions of power to non-whites to atone for the racism that they were allegedly naturally born with per documents obtained by End Wokeness and Shared. And the DEI training also requires white employees to learn how to be anti-racist and forces them to provide examples of their so-called white privilege and fragility. What example would you give of your fragility and your white wokeness if called upon?
Well, just disagreeing with them is both racist and fragile. So if you disagree with them, this is Soviet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Soviet. Mm-hmm. It's Manchurian candidate stuff. This is you will confess your racism that you were born with. Even and don't you dare tell me then if it was something that I was born with, how can you hold me accountable, right? If that's in my DNA, you got to apologize for it, and then you have to atone for it by surrendering all the power you have. And meanwhile, the people who are conducting these surveys are liberal white women and Black people, right? So they've got all the power power to hire or unhire you. They can mm-hmm. fire you if you don't do this. But you, some little assistant professor in English or mm-hmm. history, has mm-hmm. got to go through this gauntlet of racial surrender, racial reprogramming, guilt and shame therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Just ask yourself the question, Kate.
Yeah.
If when you as a minority applied to college, uh-huh. you had to go through training about mm-hmm. how to fit in with white people, how you have to start talking better, you got to start, mm-hmm. you got to mm-hmm. showing up on time. Well, can you mm-hmm. imagine? But no, when it's done this way, it's perfectly normal.
Well, on this list, it was the behaviors. So if you cry, you had to mark these behaviors. Cry, physically leaving, emotionally withdrawing, arguing, denying, seeking absolution, avoiding. And if you're guilty of that, you have white privilege. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening in. I got Uncle Milty here. I got Dr. Pesta here. And you are just not going to believe what we're about to tell you coming back in. This was the form that people had to fill out, okay? From this list, select claims that you have been guilty that of that. Boy, they can't even write. You have been guilty of that are examples of white privilege and fragility in action, okay? And here are the claims. I know people of color. If you say this, you have your fragility and white privilege. Mm-hmm. I marched in the 60s. How dare you? I already know this. I marched. Let's see. The problem is in your tone. That was not my intention. You are generalizing. I just said one little thing. You hurt my feelings. You misunderstood me. Then you have assumptions. List and you have to pick from these assumptions if you are a staff mm-hmm. at University of Washington. Racism is simply personal prejudice. I am free of racism. I will be the judge of whether racism has occurred. No one or my own suffering relieves me of racism. I'm a good person. I can't be racist. See, you're racist even if you know and think you're a good person. You're still racist in there somewhere, right? I have friends of color. How I'm perceived by others is the most important issue. Okay. And also, racism is a simple problem. People just need to. And then if you knew me or understood this, you would know I can't be racist. So even if you deny being racist, you're still racist. Uncle Milty?
You know, I remember 35 years ago being told that it's racist to say one of my friends is black.
Oh,
and that was a long time ago. So
wow.
The University of Washington, mm-hmm. which is so woke that mm-hmm. they're telling everybody to confess their racism,
mm-hmm.
is interesting student body percentages. The university's student body is 42% white, 7% Hispanic, 24% Asian, and a whopping 3% black.
3% black.
3% black at this university, and they're killing them.
Oh my gosh!
And they're killing the 3%.
Are they not allowing black people in? What's going on?
It's amazing.
3%. That is amazing.
To have in a big city like Seattle, to mm-hmm. have only 3% yeah. is scandalous.
Right.
What that tells you is that no matter how much they try, how much money they throw, mm-hmm. black kids just don't want to go there. And you would think that that would require all the administrators to be fired.
Yeah.
If you're going to talk about privilege, whether you're black or white, but particularly the white ones. If you're a dean or a chancellor or a vice chancellor or a provost, and I guarantee you most of them are white, you need to retire, to give up your job, your white privilege, give it to African Americans so they can change the demographics. But you know, the white, I've made this point. The purpose of critical race theory is to allow white liberals in power to keep their power while simultaneously hating all other white people.
Here's the most amazing part of this. Because of the fact that it's 7% Hispanic and 24% Asian and 3% black, they claim the school has very high racial diversity.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Let's take a quick call. Hi, caller. You're on. Go right ahead. You're live.
Liberals will tell you that Asians
are... We have a caller. We have a caller. Go right ahead, caller.
I just listened to your Dr. Lee Merritt show from yesterday and talking about the Truman Show and how they've hidden and made us fear something. And you and Lee and everybody doesn't know that what they've hidden... is that sunlight is vital to our well-being.
Oh, and, I'm with you.
And they've made us be afraid of it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Scripture has much to say about it.
Okay.
And
thank you. No,
it
you're
is
right.
It is the sun of righteousness.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Yeah, it was off topic, but I appreciate it. I really do. Here's one thing on that list of this is the forms that they have to fill out. Select behaviors you've been guilty of that are examples of white privilege and fragility in action. And how might you become more cognizant of interrupting these feelings for yourself in the future? If you're arguing, denying, emotionally withdrawing, physically leaving, crying, seeking absolution, and avoiding, that is your white privilege and fragility.
Well, notice the hypocrisy. If you try to atone or fix it, you're a racist. If you don't try to atone, you're a racist.
Right.
If you stay, you're a racist. If you go, you're a racist. If you protest, you're a racist.
If you say you're not a racist, you're a racist.
If you just keep quiet.
Yeah, right? If you say, I'm not a racist.
Apparently,
racist.
We're all racist.
We're all racist. I give up. I give up. It kind of went to everything. And also these feelings. If you have any of these feelings, if you're judging, if insulted, angry, shamed, guilty, silenced, attacked, anything you do in your life and any emotion you have means you're a racist. Wow.
And, you know, there's the hypocrisy. That they call themselves a remarkably diverse organization on the back of 26% Asian attendance. These are the same liberals who will look you in the eye and tell you that Asians act white. They're not really minorities. So notice another example that the 26%, which is double what the black and Hispanic is, that they claim diversity for that while teaching their students that Asians aren't minorities because they do too well in school and they don't require the level of welfare that Hispanics and blacks do. And so, they succeed. They work hard.
Yeah. So here's the form that says this is it's like a line, like an arrow. And it says, where are you on the continuum of anti-racism? So number one, on the low side, okay, I talk to others who look and think like me. Because how dare you want to talk to a white person if you're a white person? Which is why black communities like to live in black communities, because they like to live around black people. But if you're white and you do it, you're a racist. Then it goes to, I strive to be comfortable. Then it goes to, I avoid hard questions. And then it goes, I am vulnerable about my own biases and knowledge gaps. And then if you're really good on the anti-racism scale, like good, like you're doing well, I educate my peers in how racism harms our profession. They're talking to the staff at University of Washington. Wow.
Well, they sure as heck can't be talking to the 3% black students.
So you're only anti-racist if you're constantly talking about it with staff members in their profession. That's how you prove that you're not racist. How weird.
But if you're white and bragging about your black allies, you're also racist, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And if you don't talk, you're racist. So I'm confused.
If you argue, Yeah. Sorry. I was just going to say, if you argue that you're white and able to talk about black issues, doesn't that right there make you racist?
Yeah.
By their own definition.
Yeah. Uncle Milty?
If you don't like Thomas Sowell, you're a racist.
Oh, you guys, thank you so much. I hate to see this hour go. It's just getting good. All right, you guys. Thank you, Dr. Duke Pesta. And, of course, thank you, Uncle Milty. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow. Got a lot of good info for you tomorrow. So I can't wait till tomorrow's show as well. Thank you so much for listening. And be faithful, be fearless.